I enter the office of the Institute for Psychogeographic Adventure, where patients fill out paperwork and women in white lab coats shuttle them through a back hallway.
Hello.
A receptionist hands me a strange questionnaire.
It's my spiritual age. Probably like 3, right?
A few minutes later, a young woman in a lab coat introduces me to a man named Danny, a youngish guy with blonde hair and beard. He'll be my traveling companion on the tour. She hands us each a card that reads, "Disoriented? Contact our contingency."
Give me these cards.
Oh.
Sure. On that card, you see a phone number. If at any time on your journey you find yourself lost or completely disoriented, you can call that number. A member of the Institute will pick up the phone, and you'll be guided back to safety. But don't worry. Everything should be okay. This is only in case of an emergency. Follow me?
Her tone does not instill confidence. She points us in the direction of a young woman standing on a corner and says her name is...
Hi, Paloma.
Paloma takes us into a bookstore on 2nd Street.
So if you wouldn't mind looking through some of these books, there's something hidden in one of these books, and if you could find it, that would be awesome.
One of these specifically here, like on these two shelves?
In this bookstore.
Oh my
God. We have a lot of searching to do.
Okay. As we flip randomly through book after book looking for some unidentified item, Paloma starts singing. In the middle of the bookstore. After quite a bit of searching, I find...
Yeah.
Is it this?
Yes.
Okay.
You found it.
A blue card sticking out of a book.
What is something you wish you said to someone, but you lost your voice?
Huh. Well, can you think of anything in that realm that you want to yell out that window?
Okay, I'm not going to reveal what Danny and I yelled out of a rear window of a Center City bookstore, because actually, it was kind of personal. And you know what? It felt pretty good. I'm going to skip over the next few stages of the tour, other than to say there was a tambourine, a tea break in a backyard on Elfrith's Alley, a girl dressed as a woodland nymph inviting us to set paper cranes free by whistling to them, a modern dancer dressed as an angry black bird, and of course, zombie Ben Franklin, who led us into a darkened basement.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. It's a very dark basement.
Yeah.
Where we were ushered into a tent by...
I'm Vestla, and I've been waiting for you.
While Danny and I lay on an inflated air mattress, Vestla played us some music. Read us a story.
But the extroverts grew tired of wandering...
Sang us a song. And she gave each of us a piece of the universe.
They're disguised as cream savers. And also you can eat them.
Next stop, a Robert Frost poetry lesson.
You're going to have to live the path you've chosen.
Once outside, we were whisked away into a mysterious black sedan, where a man in a white robe played us the flute. To Christ Church, where we met Melissa.
Hello.
Hi. Melissa.
How are you guys?
Hi.
Who sang us a hymn. And led us to Paula, who read us more poetry.
Try to find yourself upon the way, call to the stars.
Our odyssey finally concluded in a room behind a record store. There, after decompressing and drinking some water, I met...
My name's Andrew Goldberg. I'm one of the four founders of the Institute for Psychogeographic Adventure.
I have some questions for Goldberg, to say the least. Like, what just happened?
So when we wanted to do these adventures, we realized we kind of needed to put a frame around the experience. So we created the Institute, a sort of a check-in process and an outtake process, so that everything in between was the adventure. So you come in from the city, you have your intake process, then you're in a performance in which the stage is the city, and then you go to outtake, and then you return back to the normal world.
Goldberg says there were 3 different tours, but that my personality profile placed me in this one. Beyond that, I can't get much out of him.
It's a very complex process. I doubt your listeners have time for something that scientific or elaborate.
I can't quite tell if he's being serious here, making me doubt whether I've fully re-emerged into reality. But hey, he's wearing a white lab coat. I should probably trust him, right? I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov, WHYY News.